Hello, welcome to teachittome.com live. This is the first in a new series of classes that is going to be covering the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the abridged Shulchan Aruch, from Hagaon Rav Shlomo Gansfried. It is called the abridged Code of Jewish Law because it is a collection specifically of those laws which apply and are particular to everyday life and everyday household existence. It doesn't bring together every single possible nuance of law, but the practical laws which apply to everyday encounters. In fact, you'll find frequently throughout the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that it even says that in a particular situation, a rabbi should be consulted. And the reason is that this text is meant to be authoritative along the lines of being within the zone of proper conduct of a Jew every day, but doesn't take into account all the various nuances of possible deviations from the norm that the full Shulchan Aruch by Rav Yosef Karo actually takes into account. Now, this particular sefer, it was written in the mid-1800s. One of the issues that comes about as a result is that it is therefore not global in nature, meaning that it is very specific to the particular region by which it was written, and that region happens to be in Hungary. So not all of us are of Hungarian descent. I, in particular, am of descent from Jews that were born in Egypt. So therefore, there are many things which are different in terms of custom and in terms of practical law that apply to me personally and to other people of similar descent. So what we're going to be doing as we go through this particular work is we're going to go ahead and introduce the laws, we're going to learn through the laws as presented by Rav Shlomo Gansfried, and we're going to mention, where applicable, various different notes from the Mishnah Brura, a work by the Chafetz Chaim, which is more universally applicable to Ashkenazi European Jewry today, and also those laws as they apply from the perspective of the Sfaradim, those Jews of Spanish and Middle Eastern descent, along the lines of Rav Yosef, the Ben Ishchai, Rav Moch Eliyahu, and the various other great Gaonim and Ravonim of today and previous history. I'll be making particular use of a sefer called Darche Halacha. It's a commentary by Rav Mordechai Eliyahu on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch itself, in order to be able to glean from that fantastic work the various specifics for Sfaradim as well. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and begin our trek into this new work. The first siman, Dinei Hashkamat HaBoker, the laws upon rising in the morning. Ubo Zayin Seifim, there are seven laws that are going to be discussed in this particular section. Beginning with the first, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, I place Hashem before me always. Hu Klal Gadol B'Torah, it is a great general principle in the Torah, U'Malot HaTzadikim, and in the ascent of the righteous, Ashe'ochim Mifnei Elohim, that go before God. Ken Yishiv Adam Mutnotav V'Skav Hu Levado B'Veto, because a person, when he's alone in his home, the dealings that he has and the various ways that he acts when he's alone in his house are not going to be anywhere near or anywhere similar, for that matter, like the way he is going to be in his presence before a king. So same way when it comes to the way that he speaks, the way that he relates to other people, that when he's in his own home or with his relatives, in the way that it would be if he is, again, before a king. Because when a person stands before a king, what's going to be the case? He's going to be particular about everything that he does and everything that he says, that they should all be of a proper nature. So all the more so then it should be the way that we are every single day, every place that we are, we make a recognition and realization that the king, the great king, the king of all kings, the blessed God be he, that what fills the entire world, that he sees everything we do. Is it possible that a person could be hiding and I'm not going to see him, says God? Is it not that I fill the entire heavens and the entire earth? So what's going to happen immediately? What's going to happen is that he's going to be filled with a sense of awe, a sense of dread, and a sense of realization of what's above and surrounding in and around him. And then he will be humbled as a result of this. And he will have a sense of embarrassment, a sense of busha, a sense of feeling, how could I possibly do this before the Creator? Regarding this, and in terms of how a person can increase upon his ability to sense and feel and experience that the Creator is right there with him, there is something which is brought down by the Arizal. The Arizal is, historically speaking, one of the most significant, if not the most significant, figure in Kabbalistic literature, that a person is able to attain a level of recognition of God by simply keeping in mind the name of God itself. The four-letter name, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, we don't even say the letters specifically as they should be in a direct row because of the holiness of the name. But this name, written and specifically with the Nikudot, with the vowelization for the word Yira, for awe, that this should be placed within his mind's eye before him. And in fact, you'll find in many Siddurim, it's actually written at the top of the Siddurim itself, in order that a person should constantly have this in his mind, in his head, and therefore have a sense of awe before who he stands, before the Almighty. Second halacha, v'gam b'shochvo al mishkavo yedal lifnei mihu shochev. When a person is laying upon his bed, he should know before him who he is laying. He should immediately upon awakening, he should remember the various kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God has done for him. That he has what? Shechezir lo ad nishmato, that he has returned to him his soul. Ashiv kidatz lo ayefa, which he had what placed into where into guarding, into keeping by a kadosh baruch hu when he was tired. Vechezir lo hadashar guah, and he returned it to him renewed and with vigor, with and invigorated with life. Kedei la avod avoto yiparach shemo b'chol yicholoto. And that what? He gave it back to him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him back his soul in order so that he should perform his primary function in the universe, that of being in the service of God himself. Ulasharto kol hayom, and that he should spend the entire day in that perpetual service. Ki zeh kol adam, because that's the entire purpose of man's being, to serve the Creator. Kamo she'amar katuv, chadashim lebekarim, rabba emunatecha. They are new for the morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is faithful in his returning of the soul that was placed into his keeping in the evening. Perish b'chol boker. As is explained, that every morning, na'aseh adam b'riyah hadasha, that every morning a person is made into like a new creation. V'yodeh b'chol levavo la'ashem yibarach shemo azot, and he should therefore be thankful to God with his entire heart for this. Over Odo Amishkavo, and when he's still laying on his bed, Yomar, he should say the following things. Mode ani lefanecha melech hay v'chayam, shehezar tabi nishmati v'chemla, rabba emunatecha. I acknowledge and thank you. I acknowledge before the King, the living King, that he has returned to me my soul with compassion. Great is your faithfulness. V'afal pi shadayin ein yadam nikiyot yichol lomar zot kiven she'en bo shem. And in fact, well, normally speaking, we don't say in psukim, and we don't say words of Torah and so forth with hands that have not been washed after rising. And we'll talk about this at a later point, about this concept. but when rising one's hands have a certain level of dirt in terms of if they're all over the place when we're sleeping, along with the fact that there's a certain idea of tuma. Again, we'll talk about this later. But the idea is that, again, when a person goes ahead and he wakes, nevertheless, he still is able to say these words because it doesn't contain God's name. And it's important that upon rising, that immediately that we are overtaken by this idea that it is through God's kindness that we have even risen once more. And we make a little bit of a pause by saying the word of compassion to great is your faithfulness, and that's in order so that it shouldn't seem to imply or shouldn't seem to read as being a different statement altogether, meaning that with great compassion, and rather it is with compassion you return my soul, great is your faithfulness. Well, going on to the third halacha in this perek, in this chapter, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Yehuda the son of Tema says, Havi az kename vekal kenesher v'rat katsevi v'gibor kari lasod etzon avicha shemayim. A person should be strong like the tiger, he should be light like the eagle, and he should run like the deer, he should be strong like the lion. Lasot ratzon avicha shemayim, to do and perform the will of God. Az kenamer, what it means to say that a person should be courageous, he should be strong like the tiger. Perusho, it means to say shelo yipayesh mipnei ben adam, meaning that this is a sort of inner fortitude and strength the person should have when it has to do with dealing with others, that he shouldn't be embarrassed. Hamaligim alav, and those people that should turn around and should make fun when he is serving the Creator. It happens sometimes that even a fellow Jew, when he sees someone who is acting with his whole heart and his whole soul to seek after and to follow in the way of God with all his heart and all his soul, that sometimes somebody will see this and out of an inner jealousy, a deep down feeling that they themselves should be doing this, they sometimes are overtaken by that jealousy. And I'm not talking about even very religious people seeing another very religious person, but that within themselves, when they see that kina, that sense of jealousy that develops inside of them, that they really should be doing that, that they themselves see this lack within themselves and therefore have an affront to their ego, to their self, as a result of seeing somebody else performing, will then turn around and will say something. For example, maybe he'll say to him, oh, you're being so frum, you're being so religious, you're fanatic, and various phrases like this. But in truth, when a person hears these things, you shouldn't take them to heart. Because if a person is truly doing everything to the best of his ability, he shouldn't question what he's doing. What I mean by question is that frequently a person can fall from a state of service of God simply by questioning whether or not what he's doing is with the complete and perfect kavana, with the complete and perfect intention. A person should only make the greatest effort of intention that he can and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God, that he should assist him to have the best possible intention, and that his direction and focus in terms of what he's doing should be all Lashem Shamayim, and that God should be of an assistance to him, that it should be done and should come before him and be presented before him in the most perfect fashion, and that if there is any flaw, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have mechila for that flaw, but should accept all of it for the good intention that is in fact laced in and within it. And not question at any moment, but perhaps this... Just do the best you can. And that's all that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from you, that you make the efforts. And even if it's not perfect, it's the effort that counts. And make that effort. And don't allow anyone, because of the fact that they're jealous that you're making such an effort, present a barrier before doing that. And that is the mid of az kenamer, that a person should be courageous like the tiger. Kal kenesher, a person should be light like the eagle. Keneged reut ha'ayin, this has to do with being what? With being careful with one's eyes. That when it comes to seeing anything that is inappropriate, that is evil, that a person is quick to close one's eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God created for us a fantastic mechanism by which we are able to protect ourselves. He gave us guards. He gave us eyelids. He gave us earlobes. He gave us the ability to be able to close ourselves off and away from the environment that's around us when necessary. The eye sees, the heart desires, and then the hands do. It is of utmost importance that a person take full responsibility for what his eyes see. Ha'ayin ro'ah ve'lev chomed u'chle ma'asav gomrim. Says the eye sees, the heart desires, and the tools of deed finish the deed. In a like fashion, so also is the case when it comes to looking at the positive. A person should make an effort to be in the morning in the Bet Knesset, to be in the synagogue, to see the Sefer Torah, to be able to look at the holy, righteous people, to run after the Talmidei Chachamim, to run after the sages, even if just to see their faces, to fill one's houses with pictures of the sages, to inspire him, to recognize the greatness that the human being can accomplish in the service of God, and it is within each and every one of us to do. Ratz katzvi. One should run like the deer, keneged haraglaim. That's talking about one's legs. Sharaglecha letov yarutzu. That one's legs should take him speedily towards those things which are good, and likewise speedily away from those things which are wrong. Vegibur ka'ari. And a person should be strong like the lion. Keneged halev. That's talking about the heart. Ki agvura ba'avodat haborei barachi balev, because the strength that a person needs in the service of God is a strength which comes from one's heart. Va'amash dehazek libeha ba'avodato v'titgabar al hayetzer netzacho, that a person should strengthen his heart in the service of God, and he should overcome with strength those desires which are pulling him in the wrong ways and succeed against them. Kigibur hamikaber al sono, like the strong man who overcomes his enemy, latzacho ulahapilo laaretz, to achieve and to throw that enemy down to the ground. So we know Pirkei Avot, mi hakibur, who is the strong man? Hakovash Yisro, the one who is able to overcome his desires. That is the real strength. The real fortitude of the human being is his ability to maintain his humanness in the face of the animalistic desires that are placed before him. It's interesting that the Chacham should specifically list out animals and their particular strengths and say keneged that, in parallel to that, we should embrace those specific traits. I believe this is also a reminder to us that those specific traits, those aspects of strength that are parallel but distinctly human by us, are for us to use to overcome being the very animal. True greatness is in being everything that God created. Being the being that God wished you to be in His creation of you. When you're doing that, you're a partner in creation. You are bringing about a fruition of God's will that you should be here and to serve Him with your whole heart and your whole soul. fourth halacha, Lechen tzarich adam nitkaber kari umiyak shir mishnato. Therefore, a person should strengthen himself like a lion, and immediately upon rising, and he says modani, he says the phrase that we talked about before, that acknowledgement, recognition, and thanks to God for returning his soul. What should he do? Yakum bizrizut. He should rise with zeal. Lavodata borei barach veyitale kodem shitkaber alav hayetzahara. So therefore, he should rise immediately from his bed before the Yetzahara, before the evil inclination should overtake him, v'to'anot leval yakum, with all the various different reasons why he shouldn't get up, v'yidhakem alav lahasiyo b'horef, as we know that little desire that comes upon a person when it's the winter. Ech takum ata b'boker, ashkem v'akor gadol. How can you get up now in the morning? It's so cold outside. How can you get up now? You haven't even satisfied your sleep. Or the various other different, and everyone out there knows, the snooze button. The greatest of all yetzaharot. Think about it this way for a moment. If you haven't washed your hands yet, you can't hit the snooze button. Meaning if you haven't removed the tuma, the dirt from your hands, you shouldn't be touching anything at all. You should immediately be washing your hands. Splash a little water in your face once you've washed your hands. Clean out your eyes. These things will help. And remember, the snooze button is off limits. Ki hayetzara hu yodea hetev latsud bnei adam v'mahamarot bal yakum. Because the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, is coming from within you, and it knows you as you know yourself, and therefore it knows exactly how to snare you from getting up in the morning. Ulechen kol bal nefesh hayarev hared ledvar Hashem tzrich litkaper alav v'lo yishmalo. Therefore, everyone who has any sense of awe, any sense of trembling before the word of God, he has to strengthen himself and not listen to it. And even if there is a heaviness being placed upon him from the side of his body, from the side of his laziness, he should place upon himself his responsibility to God, v'yasim el libo, ki im haya korei oto eze adam le'eze esek shirviach bo mamon o ligvot chovo. Because a person knows that if there was tremendous profits to be made, and someone was calling him, or a person had to make a flight the next day, or that a person is going to be called, that he should turn around and he should save his money, save himself from financial loss. If God forbid a fire were to break out in the city, and similarly, then for sure he would get up because of his money, because of his desire that he shouldn't lose money, and he's not going to be lazy at all regarding this. And same thing, if the king demanded that he should rise, he should rise right away. Why? Because maybe if he didn't get up to do what he had to do, he ended himself in jail, he ended himself with worse. Or in order so that he should find favor before the king. So therefore, if this is the case, we're talking about a king of flesh and blood. Almost so it should be before the king of all kings, the blessed be he. Therefore, he should rise quickly and he should rise with zeal. And if a person really makes an effort to do this, he'll find that after 4 or 5 times of getting up and not being lazy in the morning about getting up, that it will come to him quite easily. And anybody who seeks to purify himself is helped from above. Skipping now to the sixth halacha, the sixth law in this particular chapter, and the last we'll be doing for today. Mizmorei Tehillim v'chen shar parshiyot mitorah nevi'im uktuvim she'enam kufurim b'fi kol la'omra bal peh. So various psukim, verses, be they from Psalms or from other parts of Tanakh, that people in general don't always have that on the tips of their tongue. It's not an expression that's constantly being said. Even if a person himself actually knows them by heart, he shouldn't be saying these things by heart. As an exception to that, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says with Suma Mutar, but regarding a person who is blind, for him it actually is okay. This is of course because of the reverence that we have for the Tanakh, for the Word of God, that we're particular that we shouldn't be saying these things about pay. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does note that regarding the entire Sefer Tehillim, all the verses of Tehillim, that in fact that would be perfectly all right, and there is what to hold on, and there are also again all of the different parts of Tefillah, of the prayers that we say on a daily basis, and so forth, are brought down as being permissible to say Baal Peh. Certainly a person though should be careful, as brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, that if a person wishes to be saying psukim that are in relationship to someone's obligation, or for that matter blessings or anything else where you're helping somebody else to fulfill their obligation, that it's proper and appropriate that a person should read those psukim directly from within a work. So with that, we come to a conclusion for today's edition of TeachItToMe.com Live. I wish and hope that each and every one of us will take the lessons of today to be practical for every day, and with that bring merit to the entire Jewish people. And God willing, we should all see Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Yemhav Yamenu, see the Mashiach speedily in our days.